You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Live betting commentary on every second of every game at the Euros, only on InPlay Radio at William Hill.
Let's have a look at Group A, in which the host France are involved. They are 2-7 to win the group here with William Hill. Switzerland in the betting at 4-1. Romania are 9-1. Albania in the betting at 25-1. We've got to qualify markets, top two finish, straight forecast, straight tricast as well. All available here with William Hill. Dave Kellner joined by Lee Phelps to look at this group. And I suppose we better start with the tournament favourites, the tournament hosts. France are hot favourites to win this group, in fact. 2-7 they are, Lee. Incredible squad being assembled by Didier Deschamps. Midfield looks tremendous. Strike force, albeit likely to be leading the line, Olivier Giroud, who has his critics. But in behind him, Kingsley Coman, Antoine Griezmann, Anthony Martial. Midfield just looks sensational.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, they're the favourites for a good reason. The major problem for France will be the temperament. The fact that they've got this, you know, this massive pressure on them being at home, and we know that they can crumble, you know, and that's been a problem for them in the past, that the infighting can sometimes be an issue. So, you know, if they get off to a flyer in the first game, then I see no reason why you wouldn't be backing them all the way, to be fair. They'll win the group as well. I mean, they're well short to win this group, aren't they? They're 2-7 to win the group, 1-80 to qualify. I think it's who stacks up behind them. You know, in the group betting, you've got the straight forecasts and you've got your straight tricast as well. I think the straight tricast is even worth a look here with France, Switzerland and Romania, 9-4. But as for France, nothing to worry about in the early stages. I think it's when we get to the kind of latter stages, when they're under pressure and their, you know, home fans are absolutely, you know, desperate for them to win and to emulate
they
that.
They have caught with that in the past, haven't they? Obviously, France.
Yeah, they did. That great French team that won the World Cup and the European Championships, didn't it? So they have proved they can do it. And I think in Deschamps, they've got a coach who will take them very, very close. I expect them to be in the final.
France are 2-7 to win it. Let's talk about the other teams in the group, starting with Switzerland. They're 4-1 second favourites in behind France. Switzerland have been a shade disappointing. They were beaten twice in qualifying by England, home and away. They've got some good players, though. Haris Seferovic is probably their star striker. He's the man you're going to look for to get the goals. He scored the winner as a 17-year-old in the World Cup final back in 2009 against Nigeria. Struggled a little bit subsequently, but Eintracht Frankfurt had a good season for Eintracht Frankfurt, has played for Real Sociedad as well. Seferovic is probably the man that you're going to look for to get the goals for Switzerland. How do you rate their chances?
Yeah, I think they're a decent team. I mean, I remember watching them in Brazil, and there's still a few players from that World Cup squad, obviously, in this. And I thought they were a little disappointing. I thought they had lots and lots of chances in games and didn't take them. Obviously, Shaqiri is a fantastic player. We see a lot of him. He was their top scorer in qualifying with 17 goals in his 51 caps, and scored 3 in the World Cup, and they were good, weren't they, as well, the goals that he scored in Brazil. They've obviously got, you know, good players, you know, and I've always been quite a fan of Switzerland. They get out of the group, you know, they'd be very disappointed if they didn't get out of the group. I mean, bearing in mind that, you know, you don't even have to be, you know, you can be one of the kind of one of the best third teams to get out of the groups in this tournament. So they definitely get out of the group. It's just whether they can pip Romania to that second place. I think they will. I think they've got enough quality to break open teams and enough big tournament experience now to be able to do it. And Mbolo is an interesting player for them. Just 19, scored 13 in 39 for Basel this season. And he scored one goal in his 9 caps so far for the Swiss. But he might be someone who we start to see a little bit more of, a young player. You know, not that many Swiss players make it through into the big clubs. But I'm intrigued to see how Mbolo, Breel Donald Mbolo, copes in this tournament, and if he's a little bit of a surprise package. But I think the Swiss will do all right. I think they'll go out at the round of 16.
Romania are 9-1 to win the group here with William Hill. I've got a man in mind that's going to play a big part in this tournament, or could play a big part in this tournament, and he's 7-1 to be top Romania goal scorer. Nicolae Stanciu is the man that I'm referencing here, and he's only got 4 caps for Romania so far, but he's scored 3 goals, only 22 years old, plays for Steaua Bucharest. Many expect him to have a big tournament. He's likely to move to pastures new in the summer for probably a big fee, around about €10 million, something like that. But he could get even more than that if he performs well in this championship. Has scored a goal for the national has scored 3 goals for the national side already, and got the only goal in their win in a friendly against Lithuania recently. And Nicolae Stanciu is the man that I'll be looking out for in this Euro 2016 campaign as far as Romania are concerned. 7-1 to be top Romanian goal scorer.
Yeah, interesting. I mean, I was looking at the other end of the pitch for Romania, and the defence only conceded 2 goals in qualifying for the tournament. I mean, they were in a weak group. I mean, they finished 2nd behind Northern Ireland, for goodness sake. And no disrespect to Northern Ireland, but yeah, I can see why you look at that striker. You know, scored 12 for Steaua Bucharest. You know, good domestic season.
Yeah.
And yeah, if they're going to score goals, and like you say, he's on form. You know, he's a player who's actually playing pretty well at the minute. So I can see why you go for him. There's another player as well, and don't get your Stanciu's and your Stankus mixed up here, because up front there's so that's the player that you're looking at. He's got an I in his name, hasn't he?
He has.
And I think it's Stanciu. Bogdan Stanciu is Stanciu. But he's scored 10 goals this season. Plays in the Turkish League for Genk Kobylisi. But he's scored goals for his country as well. Not loads, but, you know, he's got 9 goals in 38 caps and scored 2 in qualifying. So, you know, there's a couple there that might be worth a look. I think your guy's a bigger price than the guy I've just mentioned.
He is slightly. 5-1 Stanciu. Stanciu will play in midfield, whereas Stanciu will play as one of their strikers.
So look, I think they'll be a tough team to beat, and I think that's how they'll base their whole campaign, trying to smother teams. I don't think they'll smother France. I think they'll probably have the beating of the team that we haven't spoke about yet, and that's Albania. The Swiss game is going to be interesting. They could frustrate Switzerland. I expect them to get the better of them, but I think Romania will finish 3rd in the group.
I agree with you, but I fancy Romania to finish 2nd in the group. Wow. So I'm going France to win the group, Romania to finish 2nd at 11-4 in the straight forecast for me. I think we both expect Albania to finish last in the group.
Yeah.
Given the fact that 5-1 co-favourites of 3 in their top Albanian goal scorer, and no Albanian goal scorers involved in that, it is one of the 5-1 co-favourites of 3. It says everything about their chance, really.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they were the lowest scoring team to qualify for the finals. It's got 7 goals. The team with the lowest goal difference, +2. Only conceded 5 during qualification. The reason that market's like that is because of those 7 goals that were scored in qualification, 6 were scored by different players and the other was an own goal. So, you know, that's why it's like that. What you get in a market like this is the fact that you get a lot of value for the top scorer in the Albanian team, and you might only need 1 goal.
Yes.
So, you know, you don't need to be looking for any, and that means you could get value all over the place. You could be looking at double figure prices. The guy who I'm looking at here, so you got 5-1 Balazs, 5-1 for Kikaleshi, 5-1 no Albanian scorer. Gashi is 7-1. Armando Saduku is 8-1. Then you get up to double figures. Now, Saduku's got a 12-28 for Vaduz in the Swiss Super League this season. Helped them stave off the bottom of the table spot. 3 goals and 18 caps. Not prolific. We're all aware of that. Only scored the 1, obviously, in qualifying with the rest. So I'm going to go for him as a little bit of a flyer. 8-1 to be the top Albanian scorer.
Very good. Check out all the markets on Group A here with William Hill. Thank you for tuning in. Lee, one final word?
Yeah, my last bet is I'm going to go for the straight tricast. France, Switzerland, Romania, 9-4.
And I'm going for France, Romania, Switzerland at 4-1 in that straight tricast. Thank you for your company, folks. Make sure you check out all the betting here with William Hill on Group A.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.